Welcome to the guided masturbation for the month of May. This month, you will only need one thing. That is a mirror. We are going to focus on your body in its entirety. I feel as though many people are insecure about their bodies. There is no need for that, because everyone has something desirable. Because everyone has something desirable about themselves. I feel as though touching yourself in front of a mirror is a wonderful way to be more in tune with your body, to appreciate it a lot more, and as a result, become far more confident and far more relaxed in yourself. So, stand in front of a full-length mirror, completely nude. Look at yourself from head to toe. Isn't that lovely? Isn't that beautiful? It is so, so beautiful. Touch that body right now. Run your hands down your chest, slowly and languidly. Down your chest, down your stomach, over your thighs. Very good. Now, run your hands up over your buttocks. Good, pull your cheeks apart. And relax. And pull them apart. And relax. Good. Now, trail your hands up and play with your nipples. Pinch them, squeeze them, but all the while, maintain eye contact with yourself in the mirror. I want you to see your expression as you do this. I want you to know exactly what you look like in ecstasy. Pinch the nipples, roll them around two fingers. Good, very good. Now, pinch them very, very hard as you can. Now twist them. Good, let go. Wonderful. Now I want you to turn around and bend over. Look at yourself in the mirror between your legs. I know it's quite a ridiculous position, but it's very, very erotic. Oh, don't you just look lovely with that arse in the air? Doesn't you bending yourself in half just look like an invitation? I can see you in my mind's eye, and I certainly find it inviting. Trail your hands up your legs and reach your buttocks if you're flexible enough. Pull those cheeks apart even further and look at that hole. Just look at it. How do you feel? Do you feel aroused? Embarrassed? desirable, or perhaps a combination of all three. Okay, stand up, but keep your back to the mirror. Twist your neck and look around so you can see yourself. Run your hands down your buttocks again. Squeeze it. Pinch it. Play with it. Just play with that ass for the next 20 seconds. All right, now turn around. Now you're standing facing the mirror again. Now, we're going to use nails now. And I'm going to tell you a little secret about myself. I like being scratched. I don't know what it is, it's just the sharp burn of the nails on the skin. Just feels like an itch has been taken away. I don't know if you'll feel the same, but I want you to try scratching yourself. Start at your hip bones and trail your nails up your chest. Dig deeply. Oh, I can see that. I can see the red lines forming on your skin. That's one of the things I love, are those red lines on my skin or someone else's. Now, trail the nails of your right hand up your left arm. Good. Good. Now your left nail's up your right arm. Yes. Now bend over, forwards this time, and trail your nails from your ankles up to the place where your thighs meet your pelvis. Do it. Now you're covered in red marks. Now you're covered in red lines. Just how I like it. Okay, now that you're all marked up, it's time to touch yourself. Run your hand over your cock, just gently teasing it. Run your thumb over the tip. If there is any pre-cum, gather it. Feel free to use lube if you need. This should be very pleasurable. It's pleasurable to me. Now remember, don't take your eyes off the mirror. Always look yourself in the eye. Look at the faces you make. I want you to see what I see. All right, start pumping faster now. Go at a fast but steady pace. Good, get yourself nice and hard. Lovely, that's good. That's very good. Okay, now I want you to pump. Do that for the next 20 seconds. And remember, once again, don't break eye contact. Understand? this is all about appreciating your own beauty in the throes of ecstasy. The scratching was just something for me. Okay, begin. Stop. Okay, now turn around again. Take a look at your arse in the mirror. Good. Now I want you to start pumping again, same steady pace, but just keep your eyes on your arse. See how it clenches. See how it jiggles. Just keep an eye on whatever moves it makes. For the next 15 seconds, begin. Stop. You're doing so well. So well. Now turn around and face the mirror again. I want you to play with your balls. Look at them in the mirror. See how they move in your hand. Squeeze them. Roll them around. Once again, I want you to see what a lover would see. This is exactly what would arouse your lover, your mistress. Seeing you play with yourself. Imagine I was standing right there and I was seeing what you are seeing right now. Oh, it's so divine. I want to reach out and touch you. But I can't, so I suppose you're just going to have to keep doing it for me. Now squeeze those balls tightly. Grip them in your hand. Stop. Let go. Now grip them again. Stop. One more time. Stop. Good boy. Now we're going to ramp things up. Grab a hold of your cock again. And start pumping as fast as you can for the next 15 seconds. Stop. Good. Now, look at your face in the mirror again. How do your eyes look? Take a look at that lust-filled expression on your face. Are your cheeks red? Are your lips full from having been bitten? However you look right now, I know it's divine. Now, maintaining that eye contact, start pumping again. But this time, I want you to keep your hand steady and thrust your hips instead, okay? For the next 20 seconds. Stop. Just take a few seconds to contemplate how you look. I don't want any negative thoughts going through your head. They have no place here. None at all. Understand? If you feel a single negative thought about yourself, I want you to smack your ass. Snap out of it. This is not what this guided masturbation is about. It's about appreciation. So I am serious. If a single negative thought about how you look right now comes into your head, give yourself a short, sharp smack on the bottom for me. Because I'm not there to do it, sadly. All right, now we're starting again. Grip your cock. This time, it's your hand doing the movement. 20 seconds. Eye contact. Go. Stop. Okay. Run your hands down your body again. Feel your skin. Is it more sensitive than it was last time? Yes, ecstasy will often do that to you. Run your hands down your chest, touch your nipples. Very good. Explore your body. For the next 10 seconds. Stop. Now, one more time, and you are going to bring yourself to completion. But this time, once again, it's not your hand, it's your hips doing the work. Grab a hold of your cock and start thrusting. Again, do not break eye contact. Go. Stop. Did you come? I sincerely hope you did, but if you didn't, feel free to stand in that mirror as long as you need. Stand there all night if it takes that long. You are not leaving that mirror until you come, looking yourself in the eye and cataloguing every ecstasy-filled expression you make. Understand? Because you are beautiful. And I want you to know that. So, stand there, look at yourself, appreciate yourself, and I will talk to you again very soon. Goodbye.